Once upon a time, just hours ago, the doorbell rang. You were ready, lipstick on, hairpins in. His dear face smiled as you opened the door for him, his bright dark eyes, his wide sweet mouth, and small diamonds twinkling from both pierced ears. His bow tie, red to match your dress, was tied just so. Your grandmother, who you call Meme, took your picture by the door. James's arm around your waist, the fresh-cut grass scent of his deodorant familiar now. 6 months tonight since last spring, when he asked you to be his girl. As you posed for the picture, the smell of him was familiar, and the feel of his arm around your waist, and the warmth of his breath on the top of your head. And the way he laced his fingers through yours after you said goodbye to Meme, his right hand with your left as he led you to his wagon. His old blue wagon. That was familiar, too. The way the door squeaked when he opened it for you. The way he had to slam it hard to get it to latch. The way the driver's seat was pushed way back to make room for James's long legs. The way he folded those legs as he climbed in. The way he turned to smile at you as his hand turned the key. The light brown of his skin. The black of his eyes. The curl of his lashes. As familiar as the sound of the engine revving. It is a cloudy night this night, homecoming night, and clouds obscure the moon. When you arrived at the school, the parking lot was already full. Music poured from the gym like the desperate thrumming of a heart. You would rather have stayed in this car with just James. It's not in your nature to join a crowd, and you knew the crowd in there, the thickness of it, the pack of it. But it means something to James that you go to these things. The dances, the soccer games, the house parties, the gyrations of the high school machine. And James means something to you, and so, for him, you climbed out of the car, you took his hand, you went toward the music. A table was set up outside the gym, staffed by three of the PTSA moms, the group that lobbied to hold homecoming on a Sunday. They displayed large, laminated photographs of car crashes. One, a car wrapped around a streetlight. Another, a car crumpled beneath the grill of an enormous red transport truck. "Don't drink and drive" was printed in bold letters beneath each photo, and the women pressed flyers into the hands of everyone who passed. One of the mothers waved a flyer in your direction. You ignored her, but James took it and said, "Thank you, ma'am," before folding it neatly, slipping it into his jacket pocket, and sliding his hand into yours once again. Inside, it was as you expected. There they all were, half shrouded in shadow, James's teammates and their dates, the group he pulled you toward, one you are part of now, one that opened to receive you, for better and worse. Tucker and Maggie, perpetually off and on, his hand on her arm, either pulling her in or pushing her away, or maybe both at the same time. Big Mac, with that smile and swagger. Flame-red Darcy on the fringe, wanting so desperately to be in the center. And others, so many others, anxious faces and happy faces and excited faces, too. On the dance floor, couples swayed. Mostly boy-girl pairs, but some girls with girls, and one pair of freshman boys in matching tuxes pressed close together. Dresses in all colors, suit jackets and ties, and the smells of perfumes and pomades and pizza. Commingling and pungent. You let James lead you to the basketball team's circle, next to Big Mac. You let their laughter and conversation wash over you without soaking it in. Big Mac is funny. He's expansive, gregarious, a leader. You have always liked him in spite of his swagger. He plays center, and that's what he is off the court, too, among his friends. Close by stood Landon and Caleb. Good guys, both, and both forwards. It was no surprise to see them together here at the dance. As far back as you can remember, where one of them went, the other followed. Landon and Caleb are a duo, best friends, and lately, maybe more. The three of them, Big Mac, Landon, and Caleb, are as close as brothers to James. Standing there, you felt him relax into the familiar rhythm of their shared banter. You watched James's brilliant smile, and you felt the warmth of his fingers twined through yours.